the patterns of human rights violations and violence have kept repeating themselves. In a sense, they're cyclical. And we say this is because the ones responsible for perpetrating the violence and the violations have not been held to account at all or in any timely manner. And this is encouraging the resort to violence. This is encouraging the attacks on civilians, horrific attacks that we have seen across the country, which includes sexual violence, which includes forced displacement of populations, which includes killings, and more recently extrajudicial killings as well. And perpetrators of these crimes and those who hold responsibility because of their command oversight or because they're in a superior position but have failed to stop these violations and atrocities have not been held to account. And because of that, there's a climate and a culture of impunity, which means that we keep seeing the same kind of violations repeating themselves over and over again.
The report you released today names certain states where these alleged violations seem to happen, to occur more often than other places. It even names individuals, including a governor in South Sudan, that is accused of criminal violations. Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, there are certain parts of South Sudan which one would call hotspots. One of the characteristics is that these are really across the country. You'd see that we have mentioned not only Upper Nile, Unity, Warap, but also the Equatorias, central western Equatoria, where there are also violations. And on this occasion, we have named individuals who have been responsible for violations, particularly some of the more egregious ones. All South Sudanese who are online would have followed and heard reports of extrajudicial killings that took place in the middle of last year, where one of the governors was involved. We've also named, in the case of Unity State, commissioners who have been county commissioners who have been responsible for mobilization of militia and essentially sending them out to fight and to attack villages. And in the wake of the violence, there have been very many atrocities and human rights violations. And we took the steps to name these individuals because not much has been
just
done.
Just for clarification, the governor we're referring to is Joseph Montuil. Is that correct? The governor of Unity State.
That is correct. And the government has not taken the steps to hold him to account despite undertakings to do so. Despite calls by the Council of States and others that there should be investigations. What we're calling for is credible investigations into what are serious allegations. And we've put in the report the basis for those allegations. We've set out the evidence that appears to show the presence and participation of the governor and others around these extrajudicial killings. And we say that this needs to be looked into urgently. It needs to be looked into further. And the ball is very firmly in the courts of the government to do this. And we think this is important because it will send a signal to everybody, including those who are in responsibility and leadership, that they can't take the law into their hands. It's a hallmark of the rule of law that when there are violations, the state intervenes to investigate it and to hold to account those who are responsible. Even without criminal accountability, there ought to be administrative and political accountability over those who fail to exercise their power as expected by the law and the appointing authorities.